relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Welcome, friends, to episode 55. I got it right at the beginning, because Eric just told me. Of the Battle for 1600, with me, Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to the president, host of America First, and my co-host, none other than former special assistant to President Trump, a strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, and just all-round good guy. We call him the Baron. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter, Boris underscore Epstein on Instagram. Baron, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good Shabbos.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. Where to begin? I have so many things I want to talk to you about. We have to talk about the Alaska summit. Utter disaster. But let's go back in time a little bit. Let's start with the latest example of how truly, deeply cynical the left has become with these shootings, eight people murdered by this psychotic individual. We know nothing about this person except he was a customer at these massage parlors. It's all we know. He clearly wasn't a racist, because if you're a racist, you don't go to an Asian massage parlor multiple times. That would be a very peculiar kind of racist. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. If you're a Representative Judy Chu, this is what you say when the bodies are still warm. This is video cut five, play cut.
Our hearts are still broken about the murder of eight people in Georgia, eight of them being in these Asian spa businesses and six of them being immigrant Asian women. But actually, this day was coming, because it's been a whole year of ugly rhetoric by Donald Trump, who used the word China virus, Wuhan virus, and even Kung Flu to describe COVID-19.
But it's not just one representative nobody's ever heard of. It's actually coming from the White House, Baron. This is the president's press secretary, Jen Psaki. Play video cut six.
You know, I think there's no question that some of the damaging rhetoric that we saw during the prior administration, blaming, calling COVID, the Wuhan virus or other things, led to, perceptions of the Asian American community that are inaccurate, unfair, has elevated threats against Asian Americans. And we're seeing that around the country.
Now, Boris,
can I just say one thing there?
No, you can say a lot of things. You can say a lot of
more
things.
More on style.
Go ahead. Say something on style first before I go in.
That was so distracting. You know what was distracting about that as a comms professional?
The salad that she was wearing on her blouse.
That was St. Patrick's Day. God bless. The lettuce was a little distracting.
Are you talking about the color contrast of the copper red hair and the purple dress? I mean, that's called clashing if you're in art school.
No, that's not it.
I mean, I don't know. Enlighten me, Baron.
There was one word, as somebody who ran surrogate messaging in 2016, was communications director for the inaugural assistant with you at the White House when you were there. Assistant communications director, there's one word that stuck out in that whole piece from Jen Psaki. It was She said literally almost every other word.
Yeah.
And
but Boris, this is only the second time she's been a press secretary in her life. That was a clip from our latest episode of our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600. If you want all the details, go and subscribe to The Battle for 1600, the only place you can get all the details from me and the Baron.